Daya karama ore. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Dhamma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Dhamma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pae Beara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kana Kala Ami Bara Dukhi Daya kara shita pati Adwaita gosai Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya Nitaya Aha Sarup Sanatana Viparaguna Aha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhakta Yuga Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Dayakara Srinacharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More. Tama Vina Te Dayalu Jagat Sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande. All glories to Samadhi, all glories to Samadhi, all glories to Samadhi, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Dharana. All glories to Sri Prabhupada.
Ama Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschachari Shatarne Panchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, continuing our studies, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. Today we're reading text 163. Atava Bahunaitena.
Atava Bahunaitena.
Kim jatena tavarjuna. Ishtabhyaham idam kritsnam.
Ekam sena stito jagat.
Ekam sena stito jagat. Atava bahunaitena. Kim jatena tavarjuna. Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam. Ekam sena stito jagat. Atava bahunaitena. Atava bahunaitena.
Kim jatena tavarjuna.
Ishtabhyaham idam kritsnam.
Ekam sena stito jagat.
Anybody else? Atava bahunaitena. Kim jatena tavarjuna. Ishtabhyaham idam kritsnam.
Ekam sena
stito jagat. Atava.
Or.
Bahuna.
Much.
Etena.
With this.
Kim.
What use?
Jatena.
Being known.
Tava.
By your.
By
you.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
O Arjun.
Vishtabhya.
Pervading.
Aham.
I.
Idam.
This.
Kritsnam.
Entire.
Eka
ansena.
With one portion.
Stita,
situated.
Jagat,
universe.
Translation, purport by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada. But what need is there, Arjun, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. purport. This is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 10:42. Hare Krishna. So, the Lord instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami. This is a very nice section. This is practically for us, for Krishna conscious devotees, these are practically most important chapters, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is why Srila Prabhupada gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's other contemporary biography, actually. Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote his Chaitanya Bhagavat before Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Bhagavat has, perhaps you could say, more pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Prabhupada chose Chaitanya Charitamrita because this is the, gives very nicely the teachings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was known as Nimai Pandit in his childhood, but he was himself, he only left us with this Shikshastika, this 8 verses of instruction. But through his followers, he didn't exactly give them initiation as we do in our modern Krishna consciousness movement. But he instructed them. This teachings to Sanatana Goswami, this goes on sometimes. Some chapters goes on. How many chapters? Huh? Huh? Yeah. No, I think next volume is also sometimes is part of Sanatana Goswami's instructions. So Sanatana Goswami, and of course Sanatana Goswami, he set very exemplary, I mean, he set perfect example how to approach a spiritual master by giving, by making very nice questions. What is that? Ke ami. Kene amaya japa tapa troy. Why am I? Who am I? And why are these threefold miseries are afflicting me? Why am I suffering in this material world? In this way, and what is that also? Nicha jati, nicha sangi, patita adam. Kuvishaya kupe padi, gainu janma. Says, I was born in a low family and my associates are all low class men. I myself am fallen and am the lowest of men. Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. So he is giving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said like that about himself. He said that was Guru More Murka Deki, that my spiritual master saw me as a great fool. Karila Shashan, he chastised me. So this is the example, devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement is giving us Sanatana Goswami. He's our acharya, 6 Goswamis. He's senior most, older brother of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sometimes we're saying Rupa Goswami is, we're followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, but Sanatana Goswami was the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, and he's giving us this nice example. He's given his so many chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are these instructions the Lord gave to Sanatana Goswami. And here we're going to, they're quoting Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is the essence. We have to learn the beginning. Atava Bahunaitina. That what is this? And this is coming from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna has already explained to Arjuna. Arjuna had requested Krishna how to see him, what kind of manifestations are you found in this material world? And Krishna explains that he's the light of the sun and the moon, the sound of an ether. This sound is such an important thing. Simply by hearing, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. It's such a pious activity just to hear the topics of Krishna.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this, the Stani Stita Shrutikatam, Tanavan Manobir. That this is the best process, beginning process of Krishna consciousness. Just by hearing, one can cleanse the heart and reestablish his relationship with Krishna, simply by this hearing. So Krishna has explained to Arjuna all these different manifestations, including how he's amongst the Pandavas, he's the, or what is it, amongst the bowmen, he's Arjuna? What is it?
Archers.
Huh? Amongst archers, he's Arjuna? Anyway, like this, so many different, yes? So we should learn these things. The sound and ether, the taste of water, the ability in man. And Krishna says that what need, I don't know here what he says, what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? This is another perspective. We can understand Krishna. This is an explanation here to Sanatana Goswami. First, that he gives there's different perspectives for understanding the absolute truth. Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. That there's giving the different aspects of the Supreme Lord and this advaya jnana. Brahmeti, this first we can understand that the example is given of the sun, that we see the sun's rays. This is very powerful. We can see how powerful the sun's rays are, that they give such burning heat in the summertime, and they evaporate all the water from the ocean so that we can use it, because water, after all, is required. Krishna has made such nice arrangements that the water in the oceans is kept from becoming stagnant with this salt. But then when we need it, he evaporates it to the sun, brings it across to us in the form of rain. In this way, all these things, this is a single fragment of myself. He says, ekam sena stito jagat, that simply with a simple fragment of myself. So this amsa, this is found in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is offering his obeisances. This Nityananda Prabhu, he's the Swayam Prakash, the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he appears as Nityananda. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers his obeisances to Nityananda using this word, amsa, many times. He says that this one amsa, here we have ekansena stito jagat, that with one portion of my fragment of myself, I pervade the entire universe. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that about Nityananda Prabhu, that with one portion, yasyamsena, I don't know, the first volume of Chaitanya Charitamrita is missing. I was looking back there, it's not there. But anyway, we don't need, you can refer to it. These are the something like the seventh or eighth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that the one portion, amsa, one portion of Nityananda Prabhu is this Karana Dakshaya Vishnu. This Nityananda Prabhu, he expands himself actually into five different features. The Mahasankarshan, the beginning, the Swayam Prakash, he's the first expansion. From him expands the Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev, I guess, first, whatever they usually chant, called Vasudev first. So these are the first quadruple expansions, the Chaturvyuha. So this Mahashankarshan, and Karana Dakshaya Vishnu is the first ansa that's described by, offered obeisances by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's the one portion. And then he goes on that this Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, he's lying in the causal ocean, and from him, all these universes expand like out of the pores of his hair. And in each universe, Garbo Dakshaya Vishnu, he's the Amsa Amsa, Yasyamsa Amsa, he's offered his obeisances like that. That the part of the part is this Garbo Dakshaya Vishnu, and he enters into each of the universes, and from his navel, well, first of his expands the Garba ocean, the ocean from the sweat of his body. He makes ocean, he lies down in the ocean on Anantashesh, and from his navel the lotus flower sprouts, Lord Brahma is born. So this is the part of the part of this Nityananda Prabhu, and the part of that part it becomes Kirodakshaya Vishnu, who enters into the heart of every living entity and Andantarasta within each atom. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu is glorified, offered obeisances by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are seen so wonderfully. Particularly, actually, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's very nice descriptions. Malini one time gives some nice prayers, because one time Malini, who was the wife of Srivas Thakur, she was sitting there in her house, and one crow flew away with one bowl, katuri. She flew away with one bowl, and this was a part of their paraphernalia, their puja paraphernalia. Anyway, they're not very opulent. Srivas Thakur, he didn't have pastimes of an opulent householder as a Dvaita Prabhu. So when this crow flew away with this katuri, this bowl, she became very much aggrieved. She started crying, and Nityananda Prabhu was there. She said, "What? What's happened?" He said, "It flew away with this bowl for my ghee." And so the crow came back without the bowl. Nityananda Prabhu, he gave some indication, and the crow went back and brought the bowl back to Malini, set it right in front of her like this. And Malini, she started offering prayers to this Nityananda Prabhu. She said, "Yes, this is not so wonderful that you brought this bowl back, because you are the source of all the universes, and the form of Lakshman, you killed the whole dynasty of Ravana, and you brought back the dead sons of your teacher in the form of Balaram with your brother Krishna." So she offered so many obeisances in this told the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. All the universes, and she knew, she had full knowledge of Nityananda Prabhu's glories, that she could understand that in the form of Shesha you hold all the universes on your heads. So this is the Amsa of Shesha is not even the Amsa, the Kirodakshaya Vishnu. And this way, Amsa is the, here we have, Ekamsena Stitojagat, that the Lord, with a single fragment of himself, he pervades it. So we have to understand the glories of Krishna, how wonderful he is, that all these portions of plenary portions, but at the same time, I don't know, here we got very difficult. That this Amsa of the Lord, of course, there's different kinds of Amsa. We have Nityananda Prabhu, he's Swamsa, the personal expansion of the Lord. And there's also a different kind that is called Vibhinamsa. Vibhina means separate. Amsa is the part, as we say. Part, these living entities, this is called the Vibhinamsa, the part of this, the separated parts of the Lord. Maimayavamsa, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Again, this Amsa is given there. So, is here, we're here describing Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says, that he gives amsa of the amsa of the amsa. But these amsas are not like what we find in the material world. Ishopanishad describes clearly there's different material conceptions of life and this spiritual conceptions of life. We have to learn what is called spiritual mathematics, that Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purnam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnayam Purnam Eva Vashishate, that all these different parts, they're perfect and complete. They emanate from the perfect and complete, and after these emanations are emanated from the perfect and complete, the perfect and complete remains perfect and complete. So even the living entities, we have some kind of perfect construction. How we, this material world, everything is supplied by the Lord. Eko boho nam vididati kaman. Krishna is so kind. He supplied, just like we gave the example, how the water in the oceans is preserved nicely by Krishna, and he brings the water, distills it and brings it in the form of rain for our use. The sun, not too much, not too little, a little bit, some deviation in the path of the sun would be, all be burnt up, and if we didn't have, then we'd be all ice. So this way, Krishna is, and even our the material body, how nicely it's arranged, that it's also, in one sense, Purnam, because it's emanating from Krishna, it's Purnam. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam. So, in the same way, of course, there's a difference between the Swamsa and the Vipipinamsa. The Purnam of the Swamsa, the personal expansions of Krishna, their perfection is quite different from the living entities. They're described that in Brahma Samhita, that departure eva hida santara mipetya dipayate vrittahetu samana dharma, that the swamsa, the personal expansions of the Supreme Lord, they have the same potency, just like as one candle is lit from another candle. Nityananda Prabhu, he's as good as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna in his potencies. He's able to do anything. Even the Balaram, in the form of Balaram, he has his own, that is actually not found in the other incarnations, but Balaram, he also has his own rasa pastimes with his own set of gopis. But anyway, here we have Atava Bahu Naitina. Bahu, this word is there. There's different, so many different descriptions are there. So this word, how we can speak on this topic here, don't have much purport. But Bahu, we see this word is also used many times. There's actually, sometimes we could get confused. Bahu and Bahu. Bahu means the arms, just Krishna calls Arjuna Mahabahu, that he's mighty armed Arjuna. But Bahu is just like we have Bahunam, Janmanam Mante, Jnanavan Mam Prapajate. So that Bahu is different, that's short A, Bahu, Bahu. So that is many, Bahunam Janmanam Mante, that after many, many births and deaths, one comes, understands, Jnanamam Mam Prapajate, one surrenders to Krishna. That is, and there's some other times, what is that, Putamat Bhavam Agata. What is that? Vita raga baya krodha manmaya mamam pashrita Bahavo is another form of Bahu, Bahavo Jnana Tapasa, that many persons in the past became purified by Manmana Bhava Madbhakto, by absorption in Krishna. Same meaning, different verse. So then there's also Bahava. It's also described by Guruvo Bahava Shanti Shishas Vita Paharka. The verse is not heard too much. That this is Lord Shiva speaking to his wife, Guruvo Bahava Shanti. That there's many gurus, Devi. Shishas Vita Paharka. There are many gurus, they take away the possessions of their followers. And then he says that Durlabha Sadguru Devi, that very rare is that personality, Shishas Santa Paharka, that he takes away the miseries of his disciples. That is very rare. So we had that opportunity to achieve the shelter of such a great personality as Srila Prabhupada, take away the miseries of his disciples. I was reading last night, trying to study for class. Srila Prabhupada was talking to, maybe I better not say his name, but he was telling one devotee, one of his disciples was coming to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Should I get married, Srila Prabhupada? I feel like I should get married." He says, "said you should just, you will not be happy." Said, "You will not be happy." Said, "But I need, so there's some requirements are there." Says, they said, "Yes, but you'll not be happy." So, anyway, that's another point. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master, he's telling, he wants everyone to become happy. That's the point. That Srila Prabhupada is giving instructions. And we don't want to deprecate the Grihastha Ashram. Of course, we are Grihasthas. That is Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, so many of our acharyas were Grihasthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Griheva Panete Take. That whether you're in household life or in the forest, you just chant Hare Krishna. That is the bring happiness. So, I don't know where else we have. Eko Bahu Sham. This is another Vedic aphorism with this word Bahu. Bahu. Not Bahu. Bahu. Bahu Sham. That the Supreme Lord is one and he became many to enjoy. So this is the tendency of the living entities. Vyavasayatmaka Buddhir Akeha Kuru Nandana Bahu Shaka Kinantascha, that the material world, material consciousness means Bahu Shaka Hinantascha. Our intelligence is many branched. We become so much splayed. What to think? Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Nirnam Santi Shahasrasha. So many topics they have. How to spend their time talking so much nonsense. So first thing, talk about Krishna. That will become. So this is, it comes in as Dito Jagat that with a portion of Krishna, he pervades and supports the entire universe. So the one thing is the opposite of Amsa is Purna. So I was also meditating that Purna Shuro Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam Nama Namino, that the holy name of Krishna, this is not Amsa, this is the Purna Shuro Nitya Mukto Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuro Nitya Mukto, that the holy name of the Lord, this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I mentioned, he's given only this 8 verses. He says, nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva-shaktis, that sarva-shaktis, that all potencies he's given in this holy name of the Lord. it's described here, Purna Shudo Nityamukto, that Abhinatvan Nama Namino, that everything is there in the holy name. And this is the Juga Dharma, Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer, Yajantihi Sumedasa. Someone has some intelligence, he'll take to the Sankirtan movement somehow or other and spread this chanting of the holy names of the Lord throughout the world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired, and also set his own example, that the members of the Panchatattva, they engaged in plundering the storehouse of love of God and distributing it to the Patra Patra Vicharanahi, anyone and everyone, whether they're qualified or not, like us. I like myself. So the opportunity is there. Join the Sankirtan movement somehow or other, offer some support, and our life will become successful. And I don't know what else to say on this verse. We can read Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, to learn some more about the Bahunaitena, all the different manifestations of Krishna in this world. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. This verse, when Krishna, who is Shamasundar on the battlefield still, you know, that's the original form of Krishna, and he's saying, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade the entire universe. But what is that fragment he's referring to then? Is it Mahavishnu? I mean, what?
Well, he explains in the 10th chapter. Parasya Shaktir Vibhavidaivashri. There's so many different energies of the Supreme Lord. He's the sound and ether and the ability in man. Shabdake Purusham Nusha Prabhasmi Shashi Surya. He's the light of the sun and the moon. Sometimes they're categorized, the energies of Krishna. Parasya Shaktir Vibhavidaivashriyate shows that there's so many different energies. Everything. Everyone is an energy of the Supreme Lord. So, I mean, at different times, they're given categorizations like that. In the spiritual world, we have Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. In the material world, we have different categorizations. And we have also the marginal, internal, and external energies of the Lord.
But he says, with a single fragment. He doesn't say with many,
yes,
multiple fragments. Single fragment. It's got to be referring.
So what is that particular single fragment you're asking?
Yeah. Who is he referring to?
Well, we understand that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives the title, this Kiro Dakshaya Vishnu, this energy that enters into all the atoms and enters into the heart of every living entity, is Kiro Dakshaya Vishnu. Is that the name you wanted? Yes. So, yes. I mean, he's a... one of the forms of the Supreme Lord, yes, that enters into. We have Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivishto. That's Kira Dakshaya Vishnu. Yes. Is that okay? No? Objection? Was there objection? Go ahead, Sukha. Okay.
So we're in the golden age, 500 some years. It goes on for 10,000 years, correct?
Yeah.
So it seems like. My understanding is that things kind of polarize with theistic entities and atheistic entities, but is there any information on that? Like, it just seems things are going south so fast in so many ways. Although I know, because Prabhupada came, so many seeds are planted, and in other ways things, just any light on that?
I mean, Srila Prabhupada, he this is a material world. We can't expect that this is going to turn into the spiritual world, perhaps for someone who is qualified, who has got that merciful glance of, was that, yes, yeah, Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. What's the last line? The one who has gotten the glance of Chaitanya, huh? Yat karunya kataksha vaiva bhavatam tam goram eva stuma. So one who has gotten, he can see that this world is a very happy place. So it's actually just our vision. If we can, of course we have to have the qualification that we got that merciful glance of Lord Chaitanya. If one gets that, then he can have that vision to see everything in a transcendental light. There's so much service for the devotees. They can go out preaching and chant. There's actually one thing I missed. I was meditating on Nityananda Prabhu, how's his part of a part of a part is this Kiradakshaya Vishnu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called him Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, and he said, Suno, Suno, Nityananda, Suno, Haridas, Sarvatra Amara Agya, Karaha Prakash. He says, listen, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Prati Gare Gare Gya Karaya Piksha, that you just go every house, Prati Gare Gare Karaya Piksha, you just beg this one Om, what is it? Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Krishna Shiksha. That you just tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions. Yeah. All right. Ganga Niranjali.
One thing is that Krishnadas Kaviraj was directly initiated by Lord Nityananda.
Okay.
Which you didn't mention. But also, Nityananda or Balaram would be the one spark of his splendor from which all others, everything else emanates.
It would be the one candle.
The one candle or expansion. And he expands himself, Krishna expands himself into Sankarshan, Vasudev, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. And then the fifth one is Sesha. And from Sesha, he expands himself into like his bedding, his sacred thread, his residence, his resting chair, his throne,
yes,
and all kinds of different paraphernalia that Krishna personally uses. The original Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So actually, the Krishna that spoke the Bhagavad Gita, in a strict sense of the word, is not the original Krishna. The original Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. That's the original Krishna.
Okay.
Also, Krishna Das Kaviraj's six gurus were the six Goswamis.
Yes.
Particularly Rupert and Raghunath.
Yes.
And he also had the association of Swarup Damodara as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we can
Krishna
see.
Krishna Das Kaviraj?
Well, he says that. He says, by Nityananda's grace, I achieved this. I don't know whether he meant the direct association or like some kind of association in his heart. But we can see how elevated Krishnadas Kaviraj is, how qualified he is to give this information.
Yes. He's the best authority. He's our acharya. He got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, came to him in a dream and told him, go to Vrindavan and you'll achieve everything.
This isn't deeply philosophical, but I mean, sometimes you hear devotees complain about how the world's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But, you know, there's a sense, I mean, the three modes are always competing. I mean, worse is compared to what? And then there's a saying, there's two kinds of people who are happy in this world. It's the fool and the wise man. So maybe, you know, we're becoming less...
Not only the fool, it's the verse says, mudatama. The greatest of fools.
So maybe we're just becoming less of a fool, so we're seeing things as they are, you know? Whereas before we were such a fool, we thought this place is a great place. You know, back in the 50s growing up watching, Howdy Doody, you know? And now that we're actually seeing things as they, we're less of a fool, we're saying this place is really difficult. Because it's really relative, what's good or bad. I mean, look, if they start shooting nuclear missiles, these are going to be the best days of our life, so better enjoy them as you, while you have the chance.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned that verse about Chintamani Krishnas.
Namachintamani
Krishnas, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's such a beautiful glorification of the holy name. The holy name of the Lord is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all benedictions for this Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. And then it goes on and just made me think how complete the process of just chanting Hare Krishna is. We can take the holy name everywhere, be free from our mind, free from our environment, do the most amazing service just by connecting with the holy name and be transformed and purified in the process.
Yes, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same Shastakam. He says that Durdaiva Midushami Ajani Nanaraga, that I'm so unfortunate that I don't have any attachment to chanting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Anama Bina Kichu Nahiko Ar Chauda Bhuvanama.
It's not a material name under any condition, and is no less powerful than Krishna himself.
Yes. But then that depends on the one has to be, take that name from the devotee.
Prabhu, was that a valid distinction Ganga Narayan Prabhu made of that Krishna who spoke the Bhagavad Gita is just different than the original? I mean, I when I read the Bhagavad Gita and I hear it, I'm thinking of that original Krishna.
That's Krishna, yeah. They're both right. Yes.
Simultaneously,
he's right.
And one
right.
And different. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's Krishna is so wonderful. Huh?
In the Rasa dance, they all thought they were Krishna and they were all expansions. So, in one sense.
You can read Lago Bhagavatamrita if you want to get the very detailed on this subject. How Krishna's expansions are there, they're called, I don't know. There's so many different names are there. I can't say I'm expert on that subject.
Hey, whatever Krishna you're with, that's Krishna.
Yes.
There's also a difference in Ras.
All right.
One Ras is higher than the other.
Anybody else has?
All the Ras.
Yes.
But technically, there's differentiation.
Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charanamriti Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.